Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 7th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. The Big Apple story today is a handy new personalized playlist from Apple Music called Friends Mix. Starting last year, Apple introduced useful social features by letting you follow other Apple Music subscribers and seeing what music and playlists they listen to. For me, this feature has led to the discovery of lots of new music, and I really like when I receive an alert that someone has subscribed to one of my playlists that I created. The new Friends Mix builds on top of the Friends feature for Apple Music. The playlist is automatically updated each Monday with 25 songs based on what your friends are listening to, and you can see which friend is associated with each recommendation right from the playlist. This marks Apple Music's fourth algorithm-based personalized playlist, joining New Music, Favorites, and Chill Mix. In the app space, Instapaper has announced its return to the EU after going offline across the European Union over General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, compliance issues. The Read It Later service is also relaunching its Instapaper premium subscription plan after leaving Pinterest and going independent last month. The service will cost $2.99 per month or $29.99 per year and include full text search for all articles, unlimited notes, text-to-speech playlists on mobile, and more. These features were previously available for free, but reintroducing the premium plan helps support development now that Instapaper is independent once again. The core Read It Later service and iOS apps remain free. As an apology to EU users, Instapaper Premium will be available for free for 6 months to anyone who was without service over GDPR compliance. And Logitech has introduced a new iPhone 8 and iPhone 10 wireless charging stand called Powered. The Qi charger supports wirelessly charging the newest iPhones in both portrait and landscape orientation, and Logitech says it was designed in collaboration with Apple. Powered will be sold for $69.99 this month, but iPhone users may want to wait to see if Apple's AirPower charging mat services next month, unless you specifically need vertical charging. Read those stories and more on 95Mac.com and subscribe to 95Mac Daily and Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.